This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. This was a great time. That's what Birmingham Southern College President General Charles Krulak told students in December when announcing his retirement. The former Marine Commandant and former member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff came to BSC 4 years ago when the campus was reeling from major financial turmoil. Faculty programs were cut. Its accrediting agency issued a warning against BSC. Krulak is recognized for leading a turnaround at the school that gained accolades from students, faculty, and a larger community. As he prepares to step down at the end of June, I spoke with him in his office, and he began by explaining why now is the time.
I'm 73 years old. That's, in this day and age, that's not that old. But suppose you say, well, I think I'll stay till I'm 75. That's really just two more years. Although you can make an impact in 2 years, the question was, is this not really the time to bring somebody in who's got 10 to 15 years to give and to take what we've laid out right now as a foundation and really move it to the next level? And so rather than think, well, I will do it in 2 years, let's do it now. And so I thought this was the perfect time to do it.
When you think of those 4 years at Birmingham Southern, obviously you came in a very turbulent time.
Yes.
Things are in a much different situation now, but what stands out to you in your mind over those 4 years?
Even in the toughest times, we were bringing in remarkable students. And equally, if not more importantly, we were graduating remarkable students who in my opinion, are graduating as young men and women of character who are going to go and live a life of significance. And I think that's been the real joy of the Hilltop.
Anything happen that didn't go according to plan?
Of course things happen that don't go according to plan. I mean, I would have liked to have gotten off our SAC sanction 1 year earlier than we did. It took us 2 years to get off a warning. I just didn't realize how hard it is dealing with SACs. But to find now that we've been accredited for 10 years really was a very positive thing for us.
So what's next for you?
As you know, my wife and I are going to live in Birmingham, Alabama. We love the city. And so whatever I can do to help make Birmingham a better place for all of us, I'm going to do that. I'm a firm believer in a rising tide lifts all boats, and I'd like to see all boats lifted. In that context, I'm working with George French from Miles College, plus the mayor and his administration to bring the presidential debate here, one of the presidential debates here. And I personally believe we're going to be successful in doing that.
You'd plan to stay in Birmingham.
Yes,
but
yes.
But why? My understanding is you didn't have any connection to the community before 5 years ago.
Yeah, we had never been to the state of Alabama.
So why stick around?
Because Birmingham really is unique. The people care. They are warm. They take responsibility and accountability very seriously. They have welcomed my wife and I. We are strangers in a strange place, if you think about it. And they welcomed us and showed us real love. We basically fell in love with them.
Well, Birmingham Southern selected Dr. Edward Leonard
as
your replacement. Is there extra pressure having such a well-liked former president still around?
That's an interesting question. I know you kind of probably said it tongue-in-cheek, but that is a very interesting question because he's got not just one, he's got Neil Birdie around. And so Neil and I have gone to Ed, and we've made it very clear to him that we're here to support you. You dictate to us when you want us someplace and where you want us. Do you want us to help in raising money? Do you want us to help in talking to potential students? You tell us what you want us to do. We are not going to get in your way. And I think he believes that, and certainly Neil and I believe it. And so I think it's going to be a good partnership.
When June 30th does come,
yes,
what do you think that'll be like?
If it's like any of my other retirements, I will fail retirement miserably. I've already got an office with Neil. He and I are already planning our strategy for continuing to help Birmingham Southern College, but also to be prepared to do whatever the city wants us to do to help make it a better city. I am certainly not, neither is Neil, had the ego or had the belief that we can make any major difference. What we want to do is be servants to the city. And if the city has something that they'd like us to do or me to do, I'm going to be prepared to do it.
It's outgoing Birmingham Southern College President General Charles Krulak. You can hear much more from Krulak in an extended interview at our website, wbhm.org.